News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dara O'Brien, the Minister for the Environment, is meeting with the four biggest energy suppliers today to discuss the impact of rising energy prices and what can be done to ease the burden on households. David Kerr is founder and CEO at bonkers.ie. Morning, David.
Morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. It's all very confusing at the moment because the electricity supplier I'm with kept their prices the same. Everyone else seems to have put them up. Normally, they all move together.
That's true. And in fact, you're talking about Electric Ireland. They announced when everybody else was announcing price increases, they came out and said, listen, we're not going to put up our electricity prices this year, at least for the moment. And in fact, they've reduced their gas prices by 4%, which helps their customers by 58 euros a year. But yeah, the minister meeting today is going to the energy companies saying, hey, guys, can you please not increase your prices? Because the burden on consumers, the CRU has said, the regulator, just about a couple of weeks ago, they said shockingly that the arrears figures have increased, and the arrears figures for gas actually means that 28% of all gas customers are in arrears now. That's more than one in four. But unfortunately, the energy companies are saying we have to put up prices now. The average is about 10% for electricity and for gas. It covers the commodity costs of the fuel. It also covers the standing charges. And it means that around 200 euro per bill will go up over the course of the next year, which is very unwelcome at a time when we're still in the middle of this cost of living crisis.
What exactly is the minister going to ask them then? Some of this can be explained by the charge that's levied on everybody. It's a couple of euros.
The standing charge,
The standing charge to increase the electricity supply. Don't think anyone should have a moral objection to that. But the rest of it, is it down to the fact it's just costing more to generate? What is it?
Yeah, it's costing more to generate. The cost of the raw commodity, the wholesale cost of gas, is still very high. But also the cost of doing business. And what the regulators are saying is that, well, we don't regulate on price anymore. So actually the minister going to the energy companies and say, please reduce your prices, there is no teeth in that request. Where there is teeth, though, Jonathan, I think, is that the VAT rate for electricity and gas, the VAT rate on the energy bills, is currently at 9%. That's set to expire on the 31st of October. So we would ask the minister to look inside what they do have control of, keep that VAT rate at the lower 9%, maybe even reduce it. In Britain, for example, the VAT rate on energy is just 5%. That would really help consumers.
That's the lowest VAT rate you can have is 5%.
Well, in England, it's 5% on energy bills, a historic low because it's deemed to be not a luxury. So at the moment, it's 9%. It's due to go back up to 13.5%, though, on the 1st of November.
OK, David Kerr, founder and CEO of bonkers.ie. Thanks for joining us, David.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.